We had seen some relative underperformance in the pound in the previous week, though the currency is doing a good job finding its footing today. It seems England taking its next steps on the road out of lockdown is definitely helping, with non-essential shops allowed to reopen and outside drinking and dining coming back. Though we are seeing demand for the euro on Monday, the single currency hasn't been as strong, perhaps on the back of dovish weekend comments from ECB Panetta. But eurozone retail sales did come in better than forecast, which is definitely helping the euro a bit. Of course, another driver in FX markets right now are the underlying outflows in the US dollar on the back of the Fed and US government policy, which continues to support a softer dollar narrative. Last week, we saw this come out of the Fed minutes and comments from the Fed chair himself. But we do need to be mindful of the inflation story, and last week's US producer prices read is definitely turning heads after the number doubled forecasts. The Fed has gone out of its way to downplay the risk of rising inflation, and if that proves to be untrue in the weeks ahead, it will damage the Fed's credibility while fueling the bond market to push those US yields higher, the net effect of which would be disruptive to equity markets and bullish US dollar on yield differential impact and flight to safety bid. As far as today goes, the economic calendar is rather light, and we think it's going to be the bigger picture themes discussed that will likely dictate flow. That's all for now.